Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. In this programme, we have a collection, a collage, a compendium of classic characters from the Old Testament of the Bible. Maybe they'll be new to you, maybe they're well-loved friends since Sunday school days. What is special about them is that they interpret our own lives for us. We see ourselves in their various character traits. They are all Jock Tamson's bairns, as we say in Scotland. They are us. They show our character strengths and weaknesses, and we see how God deals with them, which gives us a clue as to how God feels about us. The Old Testament is the world's first soap, if you like. So let's tune in and see if we can learn something from the experiences of folk like ourselves. Starting at the beginning with Adam and Eve, Mr. and Mrs. Average, you and me. Born in a Garden of Eden, we go and blow it.
Unashamed and naked in a garden that has never seen the rain. Rulers of a kingdom full of joy, never marred by any pain. Morning all around them seems to celebrate the life they've just begun. And in the majesty of innocence, the king and queen come walking in the sun. But the master of deception now begins with his dissection of the word. And with all his craft and subtlety, the serpent twists the simple truth they've heard. While hanging in the balance is a world that has been placed at their command. And all their unborn children die as both of them bow down to Satan's hand. And just before the evening, in the cool of the day, they hear the voice of God as he is walking. But they can't abide his presence now, so they try to hide away. But still they hear the sound as he is calling. Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, where are you?
This world is always in a state, but there are always conspicuously good people who stand out. People like Noah. God punishes sin, but God also saves people.
Once upon a time there was a man called Noah, and Noah was a man God loved. And one fine day God said to this man Noah, I am going to send a flood. The waters will come down, everything will drown, but you are going to build a boat. built the ark just like God told him. Very long, wide and high. And into it went to our very creature. And when the flood came, they stayed dry. Now Noah did exactly what God told him, just like you and I should do. For when we do exactly what God tells us, He will bring the best to you. Once upon a time there was a man called Noah, and Noah was a man God loved. And one fine day God said to this man Noah, I am going to send a flood. The waters will come down and everything will drown, but you are going to build a boat. So Noah built the ark just like God told him, very long and wide and high. And into it went to our very creature. And when the flood came, they stayed dry. Now Noah did exactly what God told him, just like you and I should do. For when we do exactly what God tells us, He will bring the best to you.
Now let's look at Abraham, the archetypal person of faith who cooperates with God, who goes wherever God guides him. No wonder he's a model for all Jews, Muslims, and Christians.
A long, long time ago, when Abraham was old, God promised him a great big family. It seemed too hard to do, too good to become true. Yet Abraham said, yes, God, I believe. You can. What a man, Abraham, trusting God when he can't understand. What a man, Abraham, man, oh man. I want to have faith like Abraham.
Now, here's Jamie Stewart telling us about Jacob, that's Abraham's grandson. He was a rascal. He cheated his twin brother and his father Isaac. And yet God loved even Jacob. If God can love Jacob, he can love us too.
Jacob's dream. Jacob felt guy sorry for himself as he started the long walk to his uncle's home in Haran. That night, as the sun went down, he rested his head on a flat stone and dreamed a curious dream. There was this bright shining ladder moving all the way up to heaven. Angels were climbing up and down. At the top of this ladder stood God himself. He seemed to smile at Jacob. "I am the God of Abraham and of your father Isaac," the voice boomed. "All this land round about here I will give to your descendants. Your family will spread out the whole world. Aye, dinna be feared, Jacob. One day you'll return here. I'll take grand care of you, my son." Jacob took heart from his dream.
One of his descendants was Joseph. Joseph got badly done to by his brothers. But when God has other plans for us, God makes sure that all things work out together for good to those who love him.
He has a plan for you. He has a plan for you.
God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. Just like brother Joseph.
He has a plan for you.
God had a plan for Joseph. Although his brothers left him, taken down to Egypt, looking for the captain, locked up in a prison. Although he was a good man, because the captain's lady told such lies about him. It was 2 years later, the Pharaoh had a strange dream. Someone sent for Joseph, for he can't tell the meaning. So Joseph met the Pharaoh, gave him a top position, ruling over Egypt in the time of famine. Then Joseph met his brothers when they came down to Egypt. What they did in envy, the Lord had made a blessing. Oh, God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. Just like brother Joseph, he has a plan. He has a plan for you. No matter what your name is, he has a plan.
That was Ian White singing about Joseph. Now here's Ian White singing about Moses. God intervenes in history to protect the baby Moses. And he uses Moses to lead his people out of slavery in Egypt into the promised land. God is the controller of the destiny of individuals and nations.
Little Hebrew babies, now old Joseph's gone. Born among Egyptians, but why are they so strong? Why are they so strong? Little Hebrew babies, they grow and grow and grow. Soon the king of Egypt says, now the boys must go. Now these boys must go. One little Hebrew baby, his mother is so brave. She hides him by the river,
in a basket warm and safe. In a basket warm and safe. Oh, see the little Hebrew baby. The princess cries with joy. I'll take him to the palace. He'll be my little boy. He'll be my little boy. Oh, little Hebrew baby, Moses is his name. Grows up in the palace and learns a leader's ways. Learns a leader's ways. One day he'll lead his people towards the promised land. Towards the promised land. Little Hebrew baby. Little Hebrew baby. Little Hebrew baby. Little Hebrew.
And here's Ian White again singing about David, the shepherd boy, author of Psalm 23, who became king of Israel. Often in life, little me faces gigantic problems, but with God's help, we can overcome.
Well, I'm just a shepherd, David is my name. I live in a village called Bethlehem. My brothers are soldiers and they're fighting in the war. But I don't understand what the fighting is for. I don't understand what the fighting is for. I go to see my brothers and I bring them cheese and bread. I see Goliath and I hear the things he said. He's big and mean and ugly, he's a very wicked man. But I'm gonna get him if I can. I'm gonna get him if I can. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide. But I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Well, I don't need spears, I don't need armor plate. If the Lord will deliver me, he'll do it anyway. I'd rather use something that I know. I take a little stone and here I go. I take a little stone and here I go. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide. But I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Oh, Goliath, you can fight me with your spear and with your sword. And I come against you in the name of the Lord. And everyone who gathers, he will understand. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide. But I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. But Goliath, you can fight me with your spear and with your sword. But I come against you in the name of the Lord. And everyone who gathers, he will understand. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide. But I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide. But I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, celebrating Old Testament characters who teach us a lot about our own lives. Sometimes we feel like Daniel in the lion's den, surrounded by people and problems which threaten to devour us. Daniel prayed to God for help, and he got it.
When Daniel was a young man, he was strong and handsome, intelligent and friendly and brave. And he was very happy living in his homeland till people came and took him away. Daniel, you'll be brave. Daniel, you'll be brave. You've been taken far away and made a slave. Daniel, you believe. Daniel, you believe your God is near. So have no fear. For Daniel, your heart is free. When Daniel was an old man, the king had showed him favor, but all around were envious men. One day they caught him praying when it was forbidden, and threw him in the lion's den. Oh, Daniel's in the den, Daniel's in the den. It's nearly time for bed, and the lions need fed. Daniel's in the den, Daniel's in the den. But the people and the king have forgotten one thing, that Daniel, he's God's friend. It's early in the morning, the king is looking worried. He's running to the lion's den. Then Daniel says, good morning, the lion hasn't torn me. You see, my God has saved me again. Oh, Daniel, you're alive, Daniel, you're alive. It's a miracle that you haven't died. Daniel, please forgive, Daniel, please forgive. We'll tell every man living in this land that Daniel, your God lives. Oh, Daniel, your God lives. Oh, Daniel, your God lives.
Here's Louis Armstrong singing about three of Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who faced a dilemma of worshipping King Nebuchadnezzar, bowing down to a statue, or being burned in a fiery furnace. They chose to die for their principle of worshipping only God, but God looked after them.
The story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, who took a trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, who took a lot of gold and made an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and he told everybody when he heard the music of the cornet. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the flute. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the harp. He must fall down and worship the idol Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Wouldn't fool them with a golden idol Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego, oh Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego, oh.
So the king put the children in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He thrown coal and red hot brimstone, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Went up the soldiers that the king had put there, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with the snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Well, they couldn't even burn a hair on the hater,
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego, laughing and talking while the fire is jumping around.
Meshach, Abednego.
Old Nebuchadnezzar called, hey there, when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Ho, 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 Abednego.
Our last track tonight is Michael Carr singing the Song of Gomer. Israel was unfaithful to God many times. So God told his prophet Hosea to point this fact out by going and getting married to an unfaithful woman called Gomer. This would show folk, just as she was unfaithful to him, they were being unfaithful to God. The things that we prophets have to do at times. The main point was to show faithfulness. Hosea remained faithful to Gomer. God remains faithful to us. Bye for now.
Don't know what he sees in me. He is spirit, he is free. And I, the wife of adultery, Gomer is my name. Simply more than I can see, how he keeps on forgiving me, how he keeps his sanity. Hosea, you're a fool. A fool to love someone like me, a fool to suffer silently. Sometimes through your eyes I see, I'd rather be a fool. Of a father, the passion of a child, the tenderness of a loving friend, an understanding smile. All of this and so much more you've lavished on a faithless whore. I've never known love like this before. Hosea, you're a fool. To love someone like me, a fool to suffer silently. Though sometimes through your eyes I see, I'd rather be a fool. This God of yours would not have told to lift a love that you couldn't hold. And though time and time again I flee, I'm always glad to see you coming after me. Simply more than I can see, how he keeps on forgiving me, the wife of adultery. Gomer is my name.